Joel Sartori has made a name for himself in the world of portrait photography. Though to get a feel for his subjects, you might try looking at National Geographic magazine. NPR's Claire O'Neill spent a morning with the photographer to see how he works.
I'm the only studio portrait photographer I know whose subjects routinely poop and pee on the background right in front of me.
And they can get away with it, because in case you haven't figured it out, Joel Sartori's subjects are animals. Bugs, tigers, birds, frogs, you name it, he'll shoot it. Today, at the National Aquarium in Baltimore, it's a razor-billed bird, that's the oinking you hear, and a puffin, little black and white guys with bright orange beaks.
He's just standing there with the back of his head to me. I gotta have an eye or something to be able to show how pretty he is, even in winter plumage.
We're cramped in this backroom refrigerator. There are two animal handlers, two birds, Sartori, his four-piece light kit, two cameras, power generators, backdrops. It's a total production. When he's not on assignment for Geographic, Sartori is doing this, traveling to the country's zoos and aquariums.
The goal of this project is to get people to look these things in the eye before they go extinct. Not everything I shoot is rare, but a lot is.
He estimates about 6,000 species are represented in zoos, and he's already shot about a third of them.
I supplement this by going out on these Geographic shoots around the world and photograph the lions in the trees at sunset and koala bears in Australia. But what I want to do is go to the world's zoos and aquariums and photograph all these species while I can. I just figure for a lot of these species, these pictures are all that's going to remain.
And Sartori is serious about this. He once drove clear across the country to photograph a fly. Also on today's agenda is a turtle. He's really into turtles.
This is our spot. It's a stainless steel countertop. We're going to get some clamps out. We're going to get ready for a big turtle shoot, big turtle rodeo. A couple of clamps that go right there.
Sartori is talkative, friendly, Midwestern. Nice, his red t-shirt says Nebraska in big white letters. That's where he lives with his wife and three kids when he's not on the road, where he bought 1,200 acres just to save a rare bird. He's known among photographers for his book Rare, Studio Portraits of Endangered Species. He photographs on plain backgrounds, but as far as he's concerned, everything is in some kind of danger, and he wants to capture it all.
We have a very non-nature-based life. That's why zoos and aquariums are so important. It's the only place now where the public can go and actually see something without it being on a screen. It's real. These things are real.
At the end of the day, we're sitting in his Prius. It's his studio mobile, packed to the gills with equipment. Today, he got two birds, the turtle, an iguana, an Australian prickly stick that hopped onto his lens. 4 hours, five animals, not bad. But that's only half the battle. Sartori wants people to see them.
Look these species in the eye and tell me you don't care about them. They're amazing, and they're funny, and they're sad, and they're lazy, and they're energetic, and they're mean, and they're aggressive, and they're everything we are.
Except not quite potty trained. Sartori has been blogging his zoo project on Geographic's website and selling prints to raise money. Only 4,000 left to go. Leave it to this guy to get it done. Claire O'Neill, NPR News.
You can see Joel Sartori at work and some of his images on our website, npr.org.
And among the animals he's been photographing over the years are these small monkeys called cotton-top tamarins. There are only about 100 of them left in captivity, including a female who was stolen and then returned to a zoo in Australia about a year ago. The animal, named Conchetta, was pregnant at the time but miscarried during that whole ordeal.
Now, happily, Conchetta has given birth. For the first time, reports the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, only three cotton-top tamarins were born all of last year. Zoo officials said they won't know the gender of Conchetta's baby for months, and they'll ask the public for help in choosing its name.